The young woman did not answer, but glints of light appeared at points on the geode's interior, then flashed from crystal to crystal. In moments, the glows resolved themselves into a wavering image of one of the two-legged beasts. This one, long-furred, young, unusually long-legged. It turned its head to look at the viewers.
Good. Now you're on, Sparkle. Heading to Ruby Gulch.
The image wavered, and abruptly the Koopa was saddled with an adult woman and a little girl, both brown-haired and similarly bundled against cold weather in the saddle. The Koopa vanished, replaced by a view of its neck and head from directly behind, a child's eye view from the back of the riding creature. Now there was a noise, too, vibrating from the geode as though it were a speaker of ancient design. The thump, thump, thump of the Koopa's stride in the dust. But the image would not stay consistent. First it showed a bleak, gravel-encrusted wasteland ahead, and then a woman's face from below, then views of Sparkle without riders, with or without saddle, from the side, all in a swirling kaleidoscope of brief glimpses. The images began to cycle, repeating themselves with variations. Taru glanced at Luke.
She doesn't want to go forward. It's here we define and insulate the first memory vein.
Taro reached a hand, flat, palm down, over Thea's forehead, and closed his own eyes. Luke felt something. A tenuous vibration in the force. The image in the geode contracted just slightly, was outlined in a faint golden glow. Taro opened his eyes.
Now we have identified a specific set of memories. With some patients, they could be hallucinations instead. Not about the ones that truly cause trouble. We surround them with our own identities, our own projections in the Force, like sheathing them in a flimsoplast casing.
Luke glanced at the youngsters. Both were rapt, their attention on the geode images and Thea's face.
Thea, you need to go on.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
You're safe. I'm here. There are Jedi here to protect you. Nothing will hurt you.
Thea whimpered, but she did go on. Suddenly, the image's surroundings were foothills, crags of stone and spurs of crystal as night fell. Then they were in a cave, deep within it. The outside suggested only by a distant patch of stars at ground level, the cave mouth. Much closer, Thea's mother had set up a little grill, a stainless durasteel grating, half a meter square, atop a rectangular pan just smaller than that. In the pan was a can of heating fuel, ignited, and atop was a good-sized saucepan with liquid in it, beginning to simmer. Taro gestured at the geode, a complex series of hand motions that reminded Luke of the sort of signed basic used by elite military forces and deaf species.